Turn to your neighbour and say, I'm glad there's new life. You know, I want to talk to you this morning about the best news. It's not just any old news, it's the best news. The best news. I mean, they even thought E.T. was dead, but he wasn't. I know it was a bit quirky, but hey, it's all right. It depicted new life. I know that E.T. was kind of a made-up story of an alien befriending a little boy. I know too, there's probably quite a few Trekkers in the audience if I were to ask them to put their hands up. And, you know, it's kind of cool that they became best mates. And one of the fascinations of human life is our hope that things are not as bad as we think they are. We always tend to think, well, maybe, and kids are great at this, aren't they? They're not really dead, are they, Mummy? You can believe that once you're dead, you're dead. And that's the end of the road for you. It's over, it's finished. And it kind of is funny how kids don't really ever believe that. Why do we always believe that things could turn around and they may not be so bad? Let me read you a scripture. I'll put it on the screen this morning, 1 Corinthians 15:20 from the Message Bible. But the truth is that Christ has been raised up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemeteries. If Jesus hadn't been raised up, then his people, those who follow him, are going to have to... It's really not that much good news, is it? But today we celebrate the resurrected Christ, the raised up Christ. He's alive. It's the best news. God is our best news. Now, did I tell you about my foot? I told some of you about my foot. Some of you weren't here. But it was only a few weeks ago that I couldn't walk. And some of the people that believe in God, they said, Pastor, can we lay hands on your foot? And so I said, sure, let's pray. I'm going to believe them for a miracle. Let's believe, because my foot was broken. Been to the doctor, they said it was broken. It was not going to be healed. And in the sense of I'd have to get a boot. I go to Africa next week. And I'd have to go to our churches in Africa, you know, like this. But as you can see, I'm not doing that. 2 weeks in a row, the guys prayed for me and it was starting to feel a bit better. I thought, I don't know if it's broken anymore. I'm kind of moving it inside the cast. I said to my wife. And so actually went into the hospital, in Fremantle Hospital. And on the form, read the form there, and they said, your foot's broken in this particular spot. Oh, I don't know medical terminology, but it was a bone, and it was busted. And interestingly enough, really interestingly enough, when we got to the, did the x-rays, they took 10 x-rays. They normally only take about 3 or 4, I'm told, but they couldn't find the break. They put me back in again to have some more because they said it was broken, a broken bone. And so went back in again, and at the end of it, the doctor went to see the doctor, and he's looking at all the x-rays, and he goes, I don't think your foot's broken. You can walk out of here. And look... All I know is that there was a connection between what God had done through the prayer, because I was supposed to be 10 weeks not being able to move my foot. See, if God's not alive, then why is my foot not in a cast? Seriously. Did I tell you about some other good news that happened? You know, when we own this whole facility. Well, we're the bank owns some of it, but as a church, we're paying off this facility. It's about 4,000 square meters of land, and the childcare center's ours. We sold the business. We own the building. We sold the business. Someone owns the business. They run that during the week. We don't need it during the week. Works perfectly. But when we sold the business, it was the time where ABC Childcare announced that they were going bust. But there was good news. God still found us a buyer, and we still got a great price in the middle of a slump. Don't tell me that God's not alive. Have I told you some other good news? Would anyone like to hear any more? Did I tell you the time? I don't think I've told anybody this. I lost my job when Andrew and I were in Bible college together a lot of years ago. And we're in Bible college together, and I didn't have a lot of money because we were both at college. So we were surviving on what was called back then Aus Study. We got a great government, haven't we? And we've survived on Aus Study, but I didn't have a car. I had a motorbike, but Andrea needed a car, and her car broke. Let's not talk about why that broke, but anyway, that's another story. And so this guy come. We were a part of the church up north of the river before we planted this church. This guy comes up to me. In fact, he rung me. He rung me first. He says, "I hear you need a car." I said, "Well, yes, actually I do." And he goes, "I'll drop it off tomorrow night." And I'm thinking, this is going to be the worst car. You know, you're thinking, but it arrived, and it was this lovely car. It actually, I like to surf every now and then. It even had racks on it so I could put my board on and go for a surf. God knows about what we need. It was so incredible. I had that car for 2 years. He says, "Just bring it back whenever you finish with it." How cool is that? You know, I never touched it. Didn't need to do a thing to it. It just kept on running. God's alive, church. God's alive. See, things are not like they seem when we're in relationship with Jesus. He's the giver of new life. Turn to your neighbor and say, "He's the giver of new life." See, the disciples actually thought that Jesus was dead. Now, this is the disciples. Now, just pinch each other. Give someone a pinch. I don't know however young or old you are this morning, but you're alive, right? You felt that? Did you feel that, James? He's alive! He suffered the worst kind of death. He even told his disciples what he was going to do. He was going to suffer the worst kind of death on a cross, tells them the whole story, shares communion with them, does the whole thing, and yet when he's died, they're... Now, I know that it was extenuating circumstances and it was hard for them to get their heads around, but Jesus had spoken to them. How many times do we have a God that can speak to us, but we've got our head down and we're not listening? I want to talk to you this morning about hope. But God raised him from the dead. That's what the scriptures say, but God raised him from the dead. And Jesus met the disciples in Galilee and asked them why they had believed, haven't believed the two girls. You know, these were quality girls. They'd been with Jesus and the disciples. Mary Magdalene and Martha. Is that right? Anyway, two girls. I think it was those. Sometimes I have these mental blanks. Anyway, let's not go there. The two disciples on the side of the road. They didn't believe. They didn't actually listen. They were just continuing. Really, they were moping. See, hope deferred makes the heart sick, the Bible says. And Jesus is in the business of restoring our hearts. And when we put our trust in Jesus, he breathes life. When we put our what? Our trust in Jesus, he breathes life into us. So that when we pray, we can expect good news. It's entirely fitting that death came by a man. Because the fact is that every man dies in Adam. But just as every man dies in Adam, another man rose from the dead, everybody comes alive in Christ. If there's no resurrection, we eat, we drink, we die. That's all there is to it. And the disciples weren't listening to Mary and Martha when they said to them, Jesus is not in the tomb anymore. The enemy of life, the devil, wants you to think that there's no life, that there's no hope, that there's no future. But there is a God who rose from the dead. Now you can believe the lies. You can believe that things are never going to get better for you, or you can simply go, you know what? There's got to be more, and there is, because Jesus sent his son to die for you and I so that we can have his life. The truth is, God raised him from the dead, the Bible says. Our hope is the good news of his resurrection. So we have hope, we have a new beginning as well. We have a brand new beginning. I was putting dead seeds, seriously. Have those things got any life? If anyone put a seed in the garden, they're dead. Are they not? They're dead. But somehow you put them in the ground, you give them a little bit of water. Sometimes you don't even have to put water in. Some sunflower fleas, they seeds, bleh. Some, what are they? Those white, yellow flowers. No, they're not white, are they? They're yellow. Those yellow flowers, they just pop up. How can something that is dead actually gain life? Because of what God has done, because he can breathe life into anything. What Jesus has done through his resurrection from the dead is this. This commentator said it beautifully. Listening? It is as if I'd lived a perfect life for eternity and was as pure and righteous as Jesus. His goodness and merit swallowed up sin. Wow! God couldn't simply abandon his son to the grave. We are thoroughly accepted just as we are. We don't have to earn his favor. The criminal on the cross had no time to earn Jesus' favor, yet he was with him in paradise, the Bible says. God has accepted us. Full stop. And the Bible says that when we live apart from Christ, we live in a world without God and without hope, Ephesians 2:20. But the cross of Christ brings us near to him. Our hope is what Christ has accomplished on the cross today. We can be effectively dead already without knowing it. I think there's a show about that, The Walking Dead. I planted a tree 3 times in one of my houses. I used to live in White Gum Valley. Well, we did as a family when the kids were growing up. We used to live in White Gum Valley. And I'm a little bit green. I do like to keep things alive. But for some reason in this particular spot, I had this beautiful ornate flowering pear, I think it was. And 3 times I tried to plant it in this spot and tried different nutrients, went to the nursery, learnt why it wasn't working, changed the soil structure, everything. 3 times it died. Just wouldn't live. So I dug down. I thought there's got to be something going on here. So I dug down and guess what? There was this layer of capstone, limestone, right across this entire area. The roots would reach the capstone. They couldn't find anywhere to go. And so they just thought, well, we're going to have to give up on life. That's what I'm calculating. My reasoning is because every time three times I tried it and three times the plant died. Let me read to you from 1 Peter 1. What a God we have. How fortunate we are to have him, because Jesus was raised from the dead. We've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven, and the future starts now. See, we can be putting our roots down into various things, but they're not actually producing life. We can be actually trying a lot of things in our life, but they're not producing anything fruitful long term. And eventually, if without Christ, the Bible says, what happens? We die. But thank goodness there is this good news through what Christ did for us on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day that we're celebrating today. Because when we can come face to face with the man whom death could not hold, we will have all the life that we need. And so, there's never not a time to turn around. There's never not a time to actually receive of the life of Christ. Sin does not win. Jesus does, because of the resurrection of the dead. We're not staying down in the cemeteries. We're being risen with him. Death does not win. Jesus does. And when we place our trust in Jesus, we have our new beginning. We have new life. We have all the hope we need for our present and our future. Man, but not only does God look after it, it's a bit pointless, really, if we just, I'll get to go to heaven. Seriously. God wants us to have good news now. God wants us to live his life now. God wants us to be a part of his mission in seeing other people's lives turned around. In God, 1 Peter 1:5, and God in his mighty power will protect you because you are trusting him. The outcome of the resurrection is that we are declared righteous. Those of us that believe in Jesus as the Son of God, is risen from the dead, we're going to be with him, we are declared righteous. That means that we are on the same standing as Jesus. We're not lesser than. It's not Father Nigel. We are all ministers together of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Someone's got to do this job, by the way. And the outcome of the resurrection is that we have a new beginning. And the outcome of the resurrection is that we have hope for now and hope for our future. And the outcome of the resurrection is that we have a relationship with Jesus now. It's not a distant God. He's a God that embraces us and walks with us through life. Otherwise, why would my foot, if Jesus wasn't with us, why would all these things, there's no need. Jesus wants to walk with us. He wants to give us his life. Jesus was having a conversation with Martha, who had a sick brother. He died through sickness. In fact, he'd been dead 4 days, Lazarus. And Martha had actually said to Jesus, when she eventually caught up with him, if he'd been here, if you'd been here, Jesus, I think things would have been different. I think it would have turned out differently. And Jesus said, he's not dead, he's alive. That's what he said. Jesus said, he's not dead, he's alive. Now, Martha took that to being that when we all go to be with Jesus, she'll see Lazarus again. Jesus didn't mean that. Jesus meant he's not dead. Jesus meant he was alive. Now. And so he was a bit out of town, and he walked into town with Martha and some of the disciples. And they get to, back in those days, they had the burial sites were caves. They had caves in the hills, they had a little limestone, a bit like WA, Fremantle, in fact. And he was in a cave, dead. Jesus said, roll the stone away. Martha pipes up. It's going to smell disgusting, Jesus. Do you think that's a good idea? The stone was rolled away. Jesus calls out, Lazarus, come out. Out walks Lazarus with his grave clothes around him, with his head still covered in bandages. He's walking. He's alive. They take his bandages off. He goes on with being a part of the family of God and the family that had thought he was lost forever. God is a God of resurrection life. There is nothing God can't do. See, the resurrection of Jesus gives each one of us hope, a new beginning, a new relationship with Jesus now. It's not meant to be for some fantasy time. Do we really know what heaven's like? Well, we can enjoy the benefits and know that God is with us now, so that when we get to heaven, we already understand what his life's about. The story of Jesus and Martha's brother Lazarus was not over. And neither is your life. While you have breath, your life is not over. We can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The best news is our relationship with Jesus. He doesn't need you to do anything special for him. You don't need to earn it. He has done everything necessary for you to obtain new life. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? I want to take a moment. Why don't we bow our heads? Perhaps close our eyes. Today, will you accept what Jesus has done for you? It really is good news day. It's the best news. Jesus has come. Will you accept what Christ has done for you on the cross? Will you accept the resurrection life and his hope? A new beginning today can be yours. You can have a relationship with Jesus right here, right now. You can start that. You know, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You may have received him a long time ago, but you're not in relationship with him right now. I've said this already. God is the God of the second chance, third chance, fourth chance, five. It doesn't matter. Jesus interceded on the cross for you and I. He's done it all. He's taken it however many times. He simply wants us to reconcile our hearts with his. Say, Lord, because I want to pray with you in a moment for you to receive Christ. Just allow God into your heart. Say, Nigel, will you pray for me? And I ask you to pop up your hand in a moment. Say, yeah. I need Christ in my life afresh today. Or maybe this morning you've never been in church before, never, never, ever had an opportunity to say, yeah, I want to receive Jesus. You can do that too as well today. God loves you. That's the best message of Easter that anyone can ever have. He's alive. He didn't stay dead. He took the sin forever, our sin, so that we can have his brand new life. So this morning, if you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, never publicly prayed a prayer, the Bible says to confess. We're going to do that. Love to do that with you in a moment. Allow Jesus to be Lord. Will you believe in him today? Maybe you've believed him in the past, but today, reconnect with God. He's alive. He's alive. Jesus is alive. The truth is, he's been raised from the dead. If you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, this morning, you need to reconnect with God. Need to make right with him today. You've been away from him. You know you're not in right relationship with him. Come back to him today.